It's Wake Up with Anthony Tilley across the central wheat belt. Well, I can't believe the places that robots are getting themselves into. And we're talking with business futurist Morris Misolowski. How are you, Morris?
Terrific, Anthony. Good morning to everyone.
Now, they're getting in everywhere, these robots. First of all, they're getting into the health system, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like pesky little varmints. we talked about them in science fiction for the last 40 or 50 years. We've read about them in books literally for 100 years, and we thought that they would never come. Now, our conversation today is not about the Arnold Schwarzenegger robot that's coming to take over the world. Everyone lie in bed with, you know, a deep breath. It's not going to happen. But what we're seeing are machines that are beginning to do a whole lot of stuff that we used to do. And in the example of healthcare, it's quite extraordinary in aged care to see, mostly in Japan, because they have an elderly population, not enough people to care for them, and very interested in technology, so they tend to be where most of those aged care robots are. They have robots that will wash patients' hair, that will pick them up softly and gently out of bed and allow a nurse to change the bed or for them to be moved to an operating table or elsewhere. They've got robots that will literally sit next to the patient and will monitor them, and they're mostly for Alzheimer's and dementia patients. There's a really cute little robot that's like a seal. Of course, it's an animal, S-E-A-L, but it's a little fluffy thing that sits on the lap of, an Alzheimer or dementia patient, and they will generally stroke it as we might a pet. And what it's doing is to monitor them ongoing, how healthy they are, what their stroke is like, and where it's necessary to call for assistance from a nurse or somebody else. Quite extraordinary, and they're just a few in that space.
That's phenomenal. What we're going to do is we're going to come back, Morris. I want to talk to you about drones in police and war. It's Radio West. It's Wake Up with Anthony Tilley across the central wheat belt. We're back talking with business futurist Morris Misolowski about some of the places that robots are getting into these days. Morris, I wanted to ask you about police and war.
Yeah, we're again starting to see robots poke their nose into some spaces around that. And especially around policing and around community care, it makes perfect sense. What we're seeing now are robots that are going into, unfortunately, bomb sites, war-torn, natural disaster areas, and we wouldn't want to put more humans in line of fire with those, and they'll go in and they'll suss out whether somebody's still alive, whether there are bombs, whether there's, depending on what they're programmed, all sorts of things, and feedback live information. And almost a robot, a drone, it really is a flying robot. Drones are being used for similar things, again, from the vantage point of being able to see on high rather than from within. Police are beginning to use those for particularly good reasons. Again, we don't want any of those reasons to occur, but they do. And that's a good way to make sure that we're not causing more harm. And in war, where, again, unfortunately, I wish we didn't have any of these, but in war, we're starting to see a lot of robots into the field as well. In the space of drones, there are also not robot armies like we saw in science fiction, but there's the talk of exoskeletons, which is an external metal-type scaffolding that a human might put on, and it gives them additional abilities to run or to pick things up. And again, sounds science fiction-y, but they actually exist. They're called exoskeletons. So there's lots of work being done in that space as well.
Well, it's great to catch up with you, Morris. Have you got a website where we can check out a little bit more?
It's businessfuturist.com. And to keep up to date, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, any of those will get you regular updates.
And we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Look forward to it.
It's Radio West.